We're listening to the new album by Windhand here at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. It's called Grief's Infernal Flower, and Trevor from Waiting Room Records is spinning another turntable right now. You look a pretty happy guy right now, Trevor.
I'm sorry. I can't hear you. My ears are just being destroyed by this amazing record right now.
This is like Black Sabbath, man.
Yeah, there's definitely some Sabbath tones in there, man. You can definitely figure that out.
It was a couple of years ago when I was down here and Jared and I were talking, and he goes, let me play you something, because, you know, we were going through different sounds and stuff,
yeah.
And he put the Soma album on. I'm like, normally I don't like this kind of, but I really dig what that band is doing.
Oh, yeah, it was great, yeah. That was the first album that I had actually heard from them when that came out, and I just fell in love.
Well, give us a little bit of background about Windhand.
Windhand is a band out of Richmond, Virginia. This would be their third full-length album. Soma was preceded by just a self-titled LP and a demo before that. But this is actually their first, major label release. They're on Relapse this time, so, you know, guys like High on Fire are on there. I guess what I would call a folk doom metal band.
Folk doom.
Folk doom.
It almost seems kind of contradictory.
It does, doesn't it? That's how they describe themselves, and I think it's pretty accurate. I mean, because not only are they this crushing, obviously, doom metal band, but they have these acoustic interludes and other pieces in their songs that kind of have this very folky singer-songwriter type of feel to them, and it just kind of blends into this new kind of metal that you've heard. It all seems kind of familiar, but it all seems also very distinct and different at the same time.
Okay, so we're calling it folk doom, but on the last album that Jared played for me a couple of years ago, there actually was kind of a folky song on there.
Yeah, exactly, and they do that on this album as well too.
They do. Okay, mm-hmm. What you want? Let's go to that track right now.
Yeah, there's actually two different ones. There is Sparrows, which is a track 5 on side B of the record. It's just a solo acoustic vocal piece by the lead singer, Dorothea Cottrell.
I love that man whose love is...
It feels more like someone like laying on a grave of a loved one and like lamenting over them. It's very dark and like sort of melancholy and somber, but it still rocks like really hard. It could be turned up to 11 if you wanted it to, but they turn it down and it still sounds just as awesome.
It's really interesting to hear these different sounds on the same album from this band.
Yeah, no, it's very great. It's great. This album, front to back, I love every single track.
Well, take us through another track or two or three here.
Yeah, well, I'll take you with probably my favorite song on the album. It's the track 2 off of side A. It's called Forest Clouds. And this track was actually previously released on a limited edition 10-inch on Easy Rider Records with another band called Salem's Pot. It was a super limited release, and I heard a stream of it on the internet when it first came out, and I just loved it. It drew me in, and the headline, I think, of the article I read was that the Windhand sells their soul to the devil for the riff in this song, and I totally agree. It is a crushing, crushing riff, and it is amazing. They do a new version of it on this album, a new cut under the new producer, Jack Endino, who also did Nirvana's Bleach and Soundgarden's Screaming Life, High on Fire.
It's the new Windhand album. We're listening at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. It's spinning on the turntable right now, and Trevor Basham is taking us through this great new release, and it's called Grief's Infernal Flower.
That's right.
You want to take us to another track now?
Absolutely. Go to the next track right after that, track 3. It's called Crypt Key. This is their first single, actually, off the album. This has like acoustic intro into it. It's just kind of like strumming like 4/4 sort of rhythm, very simple. Then it just drops like a hammer into this hyper sonic distortion.
I
these amazing like syncopated guitars and vocals. It's like this entrancing head-banging rhythm that you just cannot stop banging your head to. It is a great track. Guitar solos, they're just the two guitarists are just battling back and forth with these sonic like hyper distorted guitar solos that are just shredding and battling and going back and forth with each other. It's like a lightning storm inside of a tornado or something, you know. It's just amazing.
We have time for, I think, one more track. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to. Yeah, this is definitely an album that I love. So far for me, bold statement, I don't care. I'm going to stick with it. It's probably my album of the year right now.
Really?
I love it. I cannot stop listening to it. Every song is fantastic front to back. But yeah, let me take you to side D of the record. This is track 8. It's called Kingfisher. This is cool because on the first and second tracks in this track, they have little intros to them. The first track has like kind of like this fire building like slowly in the back. The second song, it's like someone just blew out the fire and now you're just left in the dark. And then with this one, it opens with this like creepy, eerie, like raining like graveyard feel to it.
Well, let's listen to that for just a second then here. Okay.
Yeah, so it kind of like creates and ends, completes this feeling throughout the whole album. It's kind of like a complete package, like almost like a story. On the track Kingfisher, Dorothea Cottrell's vocals are just so attacking and like conjuring, almost like she's a witch, like trying to cast a spell on you or something. She is just like calling, and it's like the supernatural, aggressive vocals that are just totally different from any other track on the album. And then the guitars are just like this melodic, scraping guitar riffs. To me, like, the song feels like someone is trying to bring back a loved one from the dead with like some kind of black magic, Satan worshiping powers, if you will.
Well, his name is Trevor Basham. He works at Waiting Room Records in Uptown Normal. And thank you for taking us through this great new album. Album of the year, according to you?
For me, it definitely is. I hope your ears aren't bleeding too much from...
Well, let's finish with the acoustic track so we can let people kind of just mellow for a little bit.
Absolutely.
Wind Hand is the band, and Grief's Infernal Flower is the name of the album. Thank you, Trevor.
Thanks, John. Rise is surely
find.